Okay, we are in verse 7. Remember, we're going to do a lot of repetition on stuff we study already, which is so, so important, like the most important part of it. וזה שכתב הרב בספירות העיגולים. That's what the rabbi, or Rabbi Isaac Luria, wrote about ספירות העיגולים. The ספירות of the circle. שכל החיצוני יותר ומעולה יותר, whatever is external, is more important. Why? Because קרוב יותר אל המעציל, because it's closer to the emanator. כי מבחינת השורש, the שורש, the roots, שנקראת קטר, which we call קטר, היא זכה יותר מכולם, is more pure than all the other ספירות. ונמצאת בקרבת הצורה אל האינסוף ברוך הוא יותר מכולם. And why? Because it's closer to the אינסוף, blessed be he, more than the other. שזה נקרא שהיא קרובה אל המעציל, וזה נקרא שהיא חיצונית מכולם. It means it's closer to the emanator, and it's external from the ספירות דיגולים. So when we talk about ספירות דיגולים, guys, we talk about whatever closer to the light, the דיגולים, the circular, whatever closer to the light. So what's closer to the light, the big circle or the small circle? Big circle. Big circle is actually where it's closer to the end soft. So the end soft is surrounding that big circle that's called Keter. So that's why when we talk about Igulim, the external is the most important. וזה שנקרא חיצונית בכולם. כלומר שרחוקה מאוד מבחינת תוכיות ופנימיות. And Rabash like emphasized it again and again, it's external and it's far away from the middle of the circle. What does that mean, far away from the middle? Why is it so important to say far away from the middle? You already told me it's the most external circle. It's the biggest circle. Why you have to say it is far away from the middle? Because in a different study we said the middle point is the strongest desire to receive. Because the only desire that comes to a true expression of desire, where was it? In the end sof. There is no such a desire like the endless. Everything after the endless is a joke. The desire is nothing. Okay? For that reason, I mean, what desire do we have? You know, any desire that you can imagine right now can be fulfilled in 5 minutes, and that's it. You can have another desire. Any desire that you can think. Some people think, okay, I'm going to commit a sin. Even your sin, it's a joke. Your sin is a joke because, not because you are a joke, because your capability to receive, even selfishly, it's too small. Not selfishly. Selfishly. Even selfish we're not. You understand? It's a sad. Because nobody trusts us that we can have a little bit bigger desire. Like, give me more desire to receive and I show you what I can do. You can have the passage with the food. Sex, drugs, you cannot pass nothing. What do you give you more? You cannot even do the first. You know, they don't give us. They don't give us anything. You know? But, in the other end, it's written in the Ari that this generation, the smallest thing that we do is more than they did in the time of Abraham, the biggest thing. Why? Because there is nothing to push you to do. In the time of Abraham, it was ideology. It was to fight the concept of one God. It was exciting. You risk your life, but you are a pioneer. So, what can we invent? New religion? Done. You know, you have, what is it? The check mark. What is it? One God? Done. Kabbalah? Done long time ago. 2,000 years ago. So, done. So what left do you to do? Following mitzvot and Shabbat and get excited 12 chalot. But we are not in the level of, let's say, the Nevi'im, the prophet. For the prophet, you know, when we teach and all this, they were there. So when they say Netzach, they are Netzach. It's not like talking about Netzach. And my Michael was here from New York, so he challenged me with a very good question. Not in a bad challenge, like good challenge. And he said to me, after all what we studied the deep on Monday, he said something nice. Okay, tell me, he said, I don't want it to sound bad, but what am I doing with all those letters? So what? What's happening after? Where am I going with that? And I told him, you know, after you get there, you get to a very high level in Ari Chanpin and all this and that. But then the next day is is gone. You know, the second day of Pesach, most people don't know, like what people call the second Seder outside of Israel. Outside of Israel, you're supposed to do two Seder. So the second night of the Seder is the day that Haman was hanging. That's the day they kill Haman. It's a very powerful day. So whatever you do in that day, it's a very big celebration. It's a very powerful, powerful, powerful night. You know, so eat and eat matzah and celebrate this. It's very, that's when all negativity go away. But going back to our subject, so the Nevi'im and all these tzaddikim, they were very high level, that for them was not just to talk about it. They were actually with God. You understand? They were actually there. So that's why Rabbi Shimon, after he wrote Tikkun HaZohar and he came from the cave, he started killing people with his eyes. So how can they be busy with the farming? So the angel says, excuse me, but thank you very much for your level, but go back, balance it and come out. He had to stay one more year. He finished Tikkun HaZohar in 12 years. So he came out, and when he looked, he started burning people with his eyes. He said, you can't do that. Well, what is that? He said, but what are they doing with physicality? That's malchut. I said, yes, but you went high, but you can't kill people. So we can never truly understand it, like to a level. But we need to understand. So Rav Ashlag, the Ari, all those people, they have a glimpse, just a glimpse, like a powder from the prophet. So just to let you know. And we study those things. So our desire is something we need to work on. Because every time you want something, it's coming from the original desire was in the endless. So you have to want. Because I see some people polite in the wrong time, or people rough in the wrong time. People are not rough because they want more. People are rough because they get embarrassed that they didn't get what they want. But what they want was small to begin with. But you have to push yourself to want more. Am I wanting more? Every day, am I wanting more? Am I saying I want with no fear of rejection? Am I saying I want? I mean, let's say women, right? I mean, how many of you went to a man and said, I want you. You're mine. What's going to happen? He said, no. Embarrassing, right? You're thinking about him. I don't think it's the right thing. I mean, think about Rebecca. Rebecca. They took her from her home 3 years old. I mean, I was 3 years old. No, getting into the business right away. Where's my man? That's it. She fell from the camel. It's not normal, those women. Oh, you take Rachel, getting friendly with Jacob, boom, boom, get Zipporah, Moses' wife. She saw her husband forget to do a circumcision, she did it. Right? Took the stone, rock, chop it, tick. Why? Because the angel of death started to swallow Moses. You know the story, right? Unbelievable. So, I see sometimes people hesitating, thinking, but, you know, I have people doing a lot of astrology chart lately with me. Okay, since Debbie revealed to them that I used to do it for a few people. So I have many phone calls. I do it astrology chart. And sometimes people look at me and said, I don't know what to do with my life. There's this. So I said, you know, astrology chart, I see the age. I said, how old are you? First question. Then I ask him second question, how long you want to live till? And that two question is enough to put the person in proportion. Hesitate for what? How long you stay here? So start to arrange your life in a way that you don't care. You just don't care. And have want, go want and get. You know, it's a very important. When you look for people with more desire, get inspired from them. Don't judge them. Inspire. Even the one with the chutzpah. Like, how they do that? When I see people with chutzpah, I had a friend, and he go to a restaurant. I can still not do it. I think it's rude, but easy. And he walk inside to the kitchen. And he would look at the chef and say, what's happening here? What are we having for tonight? I cannot do that. But he has that, I don't want to say the words, but I was impressed. I was impressed. So I think that, I don't know if it's desire or not, but for me it was inspiration to always want more. So I took it as a lesson. When we talk about strongest desire, it's only exists in the Atlas. So the strive to copy, to mirror, to try, to be like that, to want more. But again, as I write in my book, my new book that's coming soon, you desire because you know the light want to give you more, not desire because you want. The light want to give, so you embarrass the light. You want to want. And it's money, and it's children, and it's sustenance, and it's everything, and it's success, and it's fame. Do you want to become the most famous person in the world? I don't think so. It's not one of your goals. You want to become the richest, the famous, the responsible for all hospital in the world, and responsible for poverty, to make sure they feed all the poor people in Africa. I don't think it's one of your goals. So what is your goal? Survive, pay my rent. I'm just sharing with you, like, to get you going with desire. We gotta have desire. What about ego? Is ego a desire? Ego is a fake desire. Because what is the ego? I'm fulfilling my own little stupid ego. So my ego feels good. That's small. If I worship my ego, that means I want too little. If I said nothing is enough, it's never the ego. Because the ego, what is the ego want? I want to be on CNN to have interview about how to change the world. Okay? What do you do after? So on the way to CNN, you have to think about the next thing. If you are in CNN and you're happy, ego. Do you want to know how to remove ego? Next. You're never there. You get, let's say you want to make $50 million. So the day you receive the $50 million in the bank, let's say it's $49.99, and you know you're about to go to 50, so what's next for you? You got to think under that. So when people come to me with goals, I always tell them, be careful from the ego, because ego means small desire. You're happy with what you have, it's nice, but you have to have next thing. So don't fulfill just a little thing. Let's say, when you know men, men ego is recognition of their capability. That's why it's very easy for women to manipulate men. It's the easiest thing. You just tell them what they want to hear, and they say, listen, I met many men, but... And that's it. Gone. Done. Is you dancing with a man. So, I just tell them, you know. As much as they say, no, stop it, I don't believe it. They believe it. They believe it. They believe it. Even Debbie's laughing. They believe it. They believe it. So I see sometimes women, you know, Debbie and me were sitting in Miami in a restaurant, and we had to wait for our table. So you sit on the bar, and there is couples next to us. He's the most gorgeous man we ever seen in our life, ever. Like, I don't know where they make this human, which part of Garden of Eden. And next to him, the woman is... So I thought maybe his mother, his aunt. Something went wrong there in the creation. So, but then we heard her talking. I said, well, yeah. He doesn't see her. He see the words. And she say, I don't even know how to say those words. My amazing you and all this and that. And this and the hand. And every point. It was 100 compliment in about 2 minutes. How do you do that? The person felt like I'm protecting that, you know. How do you do that? That's an art. She, her desire. She doesn't care about the ego. So she go for that. He become addicted. He can't. Nobody can match what she does. Nobody. I'm sorry, Debbie, but nobody can. Nobody can match. I'm sorry. I mean, this is a lot. What is that? That's an art. How do you do that? How do you do this? It's like, you know, so desire, my friend, talking about desire, you need to focus on what you want and be clear, not hesitation. That's what I want. And then when you set up what you want, then you have to start to work on your style. Style is the easy part. This I can teach you. But first, you got to be ready to be desire more. You know, desire. Let's say you desire more money. You don't have to be ashamed of it. They desire more money. You know, only small people with terrible ego will be ashamed of having more money. People who say to you, you're greedy, you want too much money, they have ego. All those people have ego. Just ego. But once you say, let's say, I want to make this year $71 million, beautiful. Beautiful. What's your style? What are you going to do? What's your plan? Yesterday I heard a story that I had to given advice. I hope I gave a good advice. You tell me. So there is a guy in one of the country, Dubai or Saudi Arabia, I don't know the name of all those five countries. So he has a diamond to sell. Oh, how much cost a diamond? I thought I knew how much cost a diamond until yesterday. I thought I knew everything about diamond. So diamond to sell for $90 million. So then I stopped. I said, okay, I didn't hear you. What? How much? Why $90 million for a diamond? I'm trying to. So there is rare, it's called red, it's red diamond. You ever heard about rare? I never heard. It's only one. Red diamond. I mean, I'm sorry, with all respect, I wouldn't buy $90 billion diamond. I mean, maybe if I have, I don't know. And the deal was if to get in or not, because if they're buying in the 90, when we can sell it for other than 20. So there is, you make 30 million. So how long you need to wait? I had to be in that conference. So I had to give what I think about it. I mean, and was this, it doesn't matter, but who buy a diamond for 90 billion? And how do you have desire after this to do more? How do you do that? I want to know how after, think about yourself, let's say check or credit card, 90 billion, can I have this red thing, please? What do you do after? What do you do after? That's why I'm impressed when I meet people from those five, what do you call it, five countries?
United Arab Emirates.
That's the name, that's exactly the name. United Emirates. So, you ever, anybody been there? One of my dreams, to understand their brain, how they think. Somebody teach their brain to think differently. I think so. It's impossible that after $90 million, they can actually think more. How do you think after $90 million? Enough, 90, shalom, let's close the shop, have a good day, let's travel and have fun. No, no. And they come, you should see the conference call, they come, and they have driver, and the thing, and the worker, and the guard, and 50 car, one for this, one for that, what the. And they want more. How can we do it, Mama? We don't know what to do. How can we get to what? Get to what? You have your red diamond. It's rare. It's the only one. You have change after you sell it and buy it and whatever. And it's over, no? No, no, no. Now forget private jet. What do you call it? The G5 or G6.5. We take a Boeing and we empty the Boeing. Do you know what's going on? I don't think you guys even know. Empty the Boeing and then put the jacuzzi in the back, a bedroom. Do you have any clue? I thought I knew, but then I said, those people gotta be somehow from the original desire of Abraham, because Abraham basically has many wives. So that's gotta be the original, like with the, impossible to want that much. Like I meet people who have desire, but this is a little bit, a lot. It's not normal. Like it's not from the oil even. It's not about the oil. It's about, they think very different. And like, how do you become happy if all your desire can be fulfilled? Because based on that, once your desire get fulfilled, can have desire again. But I hope they are like this, that after they fulfill the 50 million, they want 100. After they do 100, they want 100. That's why you don't have ego. You can never have ego. Who cares about that? Because you go into the next project. When you have a next project, always do that to yourself. When you're getting into something which is your goal, doesn't matter if it's love life, health, or money, doesn't matter what you do, you have to have what is the next move after achieving it. So regardless if you want to make 1 billion, get married, have children, I don't know, whatever you want to achieve in life, what is the next thing you're going to do? You have to always write the next thing. Because if you only have the one thing that you want to have, you're going to end up in ego and you're going to end up in klipot, you're going to end up in malchut, but not the pure malchut. You're going to end up with something that's called end, and you create tzimtzum automatically. So not to create tzimtzum, automatically you have to think about what's my next thing. Okay, it's very important. I hope it's clear. Let's say you say, I want to make this year 500,000. Nice. It's good, 500,000 in sale or whatever you want to make. You make 500,000. Now, what's the next year going to look like? 1,000,000. After one, always have a goal for after you achieve the first goal. Okay, it's a very important, guys. It's a very serious. Because we can never understand the desire of the Ein Sof. We can never understand that. Because that type of desire was not created by the desire itself. It was created by the endless. The original desire was not created by desire itself. Understand what I'm saying? It was created by the endless. Want to share that much. And that's why a certain amount of desire has to be created. So the desire become a passive desire. It was necessary for the creation of the universe. Because the sharing level was so high that the desire level has to be also high. The sharing level was endless. So the desire has to be endless. Did you start getting it? Good. I love it. I just love it. When we get to this conclusion, guys, everything's changed. Because you look at people differently. You look at people who want less from life and they seem nice and good people. And you look at them differently now. And you look at the one who's greedy or want more from everything in life. And you look at them and say, wow, those people come from the... Now, are they controlling it? That's a different question. Is that? Are they controlling it? They want more. Some people never happy with their relationship. They always have to cheat. And when you ask them why, say, I don't think that's enough for me. It's never enough for them. So when they get 65 years old, they start asking, maybe I did a mistake. And they start being sorry for what they did. But in fact, that's what they want to do. That's what they want to do. Was it wrong or right? It's a different story. But I'm looking only from the desire point of view. From the desire point of view. It's just amazing. But of course, the other end of it, in this physical world only, is when the physicality take over. So are you wanting it because you want, or are you wanting it because you're addicted to it? That's becoming now another level. And but going back to the endless here. So we say that when we talk about Igulin circular, the outer circle is far away from the middle circle, which is the middle point, which is the strongest desire. And then we go, first is Keter, then we have first phase, second phase, third phase, and fourth phase exactly in the middle. When we talk about Igulim, when we talk about circle. Where is the emanator revealed itself? Where is the light revealed itself the most? In the middle point. Why? Because that's where the strongest desire is. Strongest desire is. So now, is everything you want already there? Of course. Because fulfillment comes before desire. So now, what you have to do then? You have to increase the level of desire. There's nothing that you can create new. King Solomon already said, nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. You cannot create anything. But you can desire what's already there. What's already there? I mean, would you wear that red diamond for your wedding? Now, I don't have desire to wear a red diamond. But can you increase your level of desire by wanting it all of a sudden? I really want to wear. Why not me? Like people, why not me? Why not me? And say it, I deserve it, I want it, I deserve it. And start saying about things which is rare for you and practice it. And see if it starts happening. Why not me? Right? Why not me? Do you know that there are some people who get paid a year $3 million? I'm telling you there is even more. You guys don't know it, but I'm telling you. If you look at the Google, you can go to the CEO of Morgan Stanley or other places, and you will be shocked. I'm talking about way more than that. Just to let you know. You guys don't know, but I'm telling you. Way more than that. So, can you see yourself get paid $5 million a year? I don't think so. Now, why not? Why not you? Why not you $5 million a year? There's something wrong in the system called you. Because the creator... Hey, why you don't like my money? Why you don't like my love? Now, those of you who are not married, you're supposed to be married to somebody worth $7.1 billion, and if it's a guy or a girl, whatever, and love you, I mean, they worship your feet every day, man or woman, whoever need to get married. But people put a frame on it, with that. Why is that? Why is the desire right away lower the expectation and then never get disappointed, right? That's what they teach us in school. If we lower the expectation, you never get disappointed. But at least is desire. Desire love. Let's say love. Do you deserve love? Do you deserve to be loved? Do you deserve to love? It's not enough. Because a lot of time you're going to get married with somebody who loves you. 100% pure love. But what is more important for you if we had to choose? To love the person you're with 100% or they love you 100%? That's for you. That's for you. Other people will say, I know a couple that I help, and the fight that they have, she's feisty, she's like a walking jalapeno, and he's, you can never get him reactive, never. Never. And she's like all over, like with her problem. But he will never even get angry, he will never even yell or scream, nothing. He just look at her and nothing happened. So he there is love, intellectual kind of love, but she won't be able to love him more than she is. It's a problem. You know, he wants something else. He loves her already, but he wants to feel that she loves him. Is that so? People want different things. Some people want to be recognized, you know, and then come the look, the physical look, because today the magazine and the movie and all those industry make women look a certain way and men look a certain way, right? If the man doesn't shave his chest and he have a six pack there, we got a problem. And his pastor doesn't stand like a yoga master, problem. If the woman doesn't look like somebody from the magazine, that it looked like they're starving from Africa. You know, I always look at them. I said, they starve those people? What's the story? There's bones going on. What's happening? Well, since when? Since when this is the beauty? And that's now the beauty, the bones. Here, this is how before skeleton. One step before skeleton, that's the look. New look now. A new look. Why? And I realized I came up with something. I gave a lecture in the business of people who garment industry in New York. And I said something, they start laughing, I put it there. And then I said, I realized why. Because the fabric costs less this way. And they start laughing, it was the money. Says it's less fabric, that's what's going on. And they told me the answer. They told me how is it start. Because I mentioned after Botello, you know Botello? It's an artist from Colombia, one of my favorite actually. So he drew only heavy duty women. So what happened since then to there? And the idea is things change. I cannot tell you the answer he gave me because I cannot put it to camera. But what I'm trying to say is, what is your level of desire? What do you want? If you're not clear about what you want, guys, and you don't go after it, then what are you going after? You're on a waiting list of somebody else, and you're wishing for that he or her dream will come true. Their dream will come true, and you are the dream. So you're just fulfilling their dream. So you're not drawing anything to your life. You've been drawing to somebody else's life, and you're waiting to be on their list. That's how you live your life. You're not choosing. You've been chosen. You're not choosing, you've been chosen. You know, a woman asked me a question 2 months ago. She said, if I find a man good and this and that, because I'm coaching her about marriage, would I go to him? Would I go there? I said, listen, nobody remember how it start if it's going good. Nobody remember how it begin. If eventually you get married, you think, I remember you starting the wrong way. Who cares? Change the diaper of the baby already, you know? Who cares? People are so focused on the beginning. Beginning has to be so perfect. Beginning. The moon was perfect. And the star, 1 second. Very good. The light was on. Candle. Right drink. Right situation. All ego. Ego trip. That's not desire. That's ego, stupid little desire. I'm giving all those funny examples that you wake up to understand a true desire is way beyond anything we can imagine. And this is here. When we talk about the endless, it's not something we can even grasp. It's not money, it's not fame, it's not beauty, it's not love. It's something that the brain of a human being cannot grasp, because it's unbelievable. So this is in the Igulim, this is in the circle. Be'eser Sfirot de Yosher, the 10 Sfirot of Yosher, of the line, Midat Godlot Tuluy HaBa'or Chozer. What's the size of the desire there? It depends on Or Chozer, on the returning light. Ha'olem Me'Aviyut Shebamasach. Where is this returning light come from? Aviyut Shebamasach. The how strong the curtain is, or how thick the curtain is. Dense, we say last week, dense?
Dense.
Dense, right? Dense. Ave mean dense, by the way. It's not thick. Ave mean dense.
Density.
Density. So the density of the basach define how far the Or Chozer will go. I find the returning light to go. Sha'av yoter, more density, more Or Chozer, more returning light. Omnam, Besfirot de Yosher, said to us Rav Ashlag, in Sfirot de Yosher, the linear Sfirot, yesh inyan shel Or Chozer. It's all about the returning light that comes from the Masach with the upper light. Shemidat Godlo shel Or Chozer ze, nimdat b'shiur aviyut shesh b'masach ha-mizdavik ba'or alion shel masach ha-yoter av danu b'china dalet. When we talk about linear, so when we say linear, the line itself is the Masach already. I said many times, I hope you got it. The line, what is the line exactly? Think about straw. So the dafnot, what is the dafnot, Debbie?
The side.
Dafnot.
Edges?
Dafnot is, if you look at the straw, if you study technology, and you open the straw like that, that's called the dafnot, the thing inside. What do you say in English?
The lining.
The lining, the fly is lining. So the lining of the line is the masach, in a way, if you think about it. I know we want to think like it hit there, going up there. It's also, but again, that's why it's very difficult to put picture, because it both right.
It's not a wall.
The wall. Okay, the front is the wall. I like it better. The wall is better. Yeah. Anyway. נמצא מגלה שמולומה של 10 ספירות שהיא עד הקטר. So if you take the masach, which the density there is very strong, of Pchina Dalet, of the fourth phase, you know that that density will push the light all the way where? To where it came from, which is קטר. ואומנם ישיעור האביות במצח פחות מבחינה אחת, מיל בחינות, נמצא מגלה רק 10 ספירות שכל אחד מהם אין לילה קובעת חוכמה. What happened if the density will be of Prina Gimel, third phase, it will shoot what we call Koma. Koma mean levels of floor. Koma mean floor, but levels of till Chokma. It will still be 10 Sfirot. Every level has 10 Sfirot, but depends what 10 Sfirot you have. So this one is pushing from the Masach all the way to basically the Chokmah. You still have the Keter, so you don't have to worry. But the Koma, the size of the Or Chozer, of the returning light, is only shorter. It becomes shorter because the density is shorter. Yes? Okay. Now, I'm going to challenge you on that. I'm not going to teach it tonight, but what's come first? The amount of light that comes to hit the Masach, or the density of the Masach? Who give birth to what? Not teaching it tonight. This is not for tonight. But just, I want to play with your brain a little bit. That you think you got it all together, but then, where's the Masach come from? Is the Masach know that the big light coming, so that's why it's a Masach? No end to this stuff. But I'm just giving you like more. He says like, נמצא מגלה רק 10 ספירות שכל אחד מהם אין לילה קובעת חוכמה. So it's always 10 ספירות, but what קומה, what level? חסר הכתר, ואין בו אלא אביות של בחינה ב' זה מגלה 10 ספירות שכל אחד מהם אין לה קומת בינה. If it's second phase, then it go all the way to בינה. חסר הכתר וחסר החוכמה. It's missing the כתר, it's missing the חוכמה. If it's בחינה א', first phase, that means it's going to be 10 ספירות, but only till the ער אנפין. Which is not far. ואם המסך זך ואין בו אפילו אביות, what happened if the curtain is broken already? What happened then? You never talk about it, right? אז אינו מגלה שום קומה. Then there is no קומה. There is no, nothing to shoot it back. You understand? Not in the shiur back. We will study in the next chapter what happened. Because if you think about it, what is the light doing all day long? The light hitting the masach all day long. Right? I want to get in. I want to get in. No. Then what did he break? Pchina dalet. Fall down. Okay, now we have gimel. We have one step down. No. Fall down. What do we have there? No. The whole idea of the light is to give. The whole idea of the timtum, what happened in the line, is to not let the light get in. But eventually, I don't think the masach can win the light. That I just win. So we will study eventually, when we get deeper into Talmud Sefirot, what happened after the masach broke. Is it fulfilled, or it start all over again? The system start all over again. It's beautiful, you know, when you get the picture, you realize why it's called endless, never end. It's so beautiful. He said the same, I didn't see it that he said. I'm sharing with you this, but I will reveal it to you in the next chapter. I love that. I didn't see it, and it's come like this. Synchronicity is good. So the idea is, let's talk about practicality. So what is the masach in your life? Your ability to say no. How far do you say no now? What is saying no? Saying no will be, let's say, somebody asks you out, or somebody offer you money, saying no to this, or not saying no to it, it's saying no. You understand? What is your masach exactly look like? What does your curtain look like? It's very difficult on the brain. Is your curtain look, yes, I will receive $1 billion, or your curtain look like, I will say no to $1 billion? How do you know what is the no look like? Some people know it's more comfortable to be a simple person. Some people don't want to be somebody. Don't want to be somebody. Like Trump said today on the news, mistake with his words. He said, I would like to see my name. I like to put my name on wherever I go. I like to, something like that. I don't remember. I saw the news. So I said, so, and I almost can read his mind what he meant by that. He tried to say, I want to put impact. But the way he said, he put the name because his hotel is Trump. It doesn't fit. So of course the Democrat put it on CNN. Let's get him. Let's get him. Yes, we got the news. And I like to watch politics and news and business. I like, because you learn a lot of how people can take a piece, move the other piece, put it here, it fit. It's like, wow, there is professional. And what I'm trying to say by that, so somebody called me, he saw the news, and the very Democrat. Say, yeah, it's amazing what he say. So what do you mean it's amazing? Oh, there, and a lot. Because when you do the test, they can give you the test to know what personality you are. So you can do the test, beautiful test online. And I become what, the debater? I'm the debater. Meaning I love, the way I make people grow is I become the devil advocate, bother them purposely. And then through that, they find themselves that. So the person called me, he's a good friend. They're a Democrat. You see what they did to them? So I think it's very humble of him. And he said, what? How dare you? And we have started having an argument. That thing is humble. He is humble. I said to him, would you share on the news what you really want to do in your darkest mind? Would you put it out there? So, well, that's a good point, Eliyahu, that's a good point. Good point. So you wouldn't share it? He shared it. You didn't. He shared. And then he did, man, I'm teasing. I'm just joking with you. Stop it with that. I was like, you know, I love to talk like this sometimes because you see how far it goes. So how far is your desire? I mean, if you look at Trump, 27 years ago, he said, if you already think, why don't you think big already? That's what he said. 27 years ago. It's interesting. I mean, good president, bad president, I don't look from that point. I don't know what's good or bad. But what I do know, the guy I want to be rich, become. The guy I want to build this, become that. I'm not talking about the way he did it. Might be legal. I'm not talking about, I'm going to use it for the lecture as an example. Why does he want to be a president? Because he has now the money, fame, now next thing, more. I mean, it's respectful. I respect that. I don't know if I respect is how we run or whatever. I don't know about it. I can judge good or bad. Or you take Netanyahu, who won again in Israel, fifth term. It's history. It was covered by England, by the Muslim country. Everybody covered the Israel election. Can you imagine the cover? This, you ever saw the size of Israel? It's little nothing in the middle next to the Tel Aviv. We are proud of that. But it's a little thing. And people cover what's going on there, what's happening there. Like, who cares, kind of a thing. Do you know what's going on in Luxembourg? Do you even know where Luxembourg is? You know where Luxembourg is? I'm impressed. You know? Do you know where Denmark is? Do you know what's happening in Denmark? Why on the news every day? If you watch BBC, CNN, Fox TV, any channel you choose, there's something about Israel daily. What is going on? So the Jew came up with a new idea. Everybody anti-Semitic. But sometimes the news is good. You know, they cover this. So it cannot be the reason. Israel represents the source of original Prina Dalet. The what was the original fourth phase, it's there. Where is the center of that? In Jerusalem. So exactly in Jerusalem is the if you take a pin, if you take a needle and throw it, and that's exactly what the temple is. So the whole world is coming from there. Just think like that. Rabbi Avraham Azulai explained it. How the light come down, and the light come down there, and then it split all over the world. So you can't ignore it. It is whatever it is. You have country there. Israel. It's a joke. It's just a joke. Physically, doesn't make any sense. And then he was on that. So, going back, look at people like that. People that bother you. I don't know, Trump, people hate him. Who else they hate? This guy, evil, this, evil. But how did they accomplish it? Evil, this, that. What did they do to accomplish? What is about your life that you don't accomplish because all kind of stupid excuses? All your excuses is basically to have less desire every day. That's what you're saying to yourself. How can I have less desire? There's no tomorrow. You have to act like there is no tomorrow. Your goal is to be the goal. If you go to work not for money, so what are you doing there? Don't work. I'm going to work. Why are you going to work? You're going to work as a working place, or you're going to work as a verb? You know, in Hebrew it's different. La'avod ve'avodah. It's a noun or it's a noun. Yeah? Noun or verb. Yeah. Where are you going to work? I'm going to work. Why? What's the purpose? I want to understand you. How much money are you making? Is it happy? Are you want to double it next year? No, I'm just going to work. So, the idea is you have to have goals in everything. Put goals, desire them, and move on. Okay? This is a very important study. And now we're going to another section. We're going to study in this section the differences between the five upper world, and which is Altilut, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya, Emanation. Creation, formation, and action, and Adam Kadmon. Remember AK, Adam Kadmon. Ubo Vavinyanim, and we're going to study six subjects. First subject will be about A Olamot Amikraim Adam Kadmon, Vabia Nifchanim Al Pidal Pchnot, Avid Vavazach. One POV, one point of view, will study about Adam Kadmon and Atilut Bria Yetzirah Asiya according to the Masach, according to the density of the curtain. So let's go there and try to understand it. Ikara Efren, the main difference between the five world, W-O-R-L-D, with my accent, something sounds like words, like talking, okay? World, universes. So, five universes, Adam Kadmon, Atzilut Bria Yetzirah Asiya, Walpi Arviyut Shema Pesach Shebaim Sheba Adam Kadmon Ubkhina Dalet. What make Adam Kadmon, Adam Kadmon? What make Adam Kadmon the highest? That the avyut, the density of the masach of Adam Kadmon is Bchina Dalet. So the description of an elevated thing is how dense will be the masach. Let's understand it. V'teda. She'olamot Adam Kadmon ve'abiyah de'yosher. When we talk about linear, we start talking about Adam Kadmon. Hinei ikar ההבחנה שבין העולמות הללו בשיעור אביות. נמצא במסך של הכלים שלהם. It don't depend on what type of universe we're talking about. It depends what kind of vessel we're talking about. Why? כי בשר שבכלים שבעולם אדם קדמון הוא אב מאוד. The curtain, the מסך, the curtain of אדם קדמון is the most dense curtain. דיינו אביות לבחינה דלת, we call it fourth phase density. שאין אביות יתרה ממנה בכל העולמות. There is nothing more thick, nothing more dense than this kind of מסך. לפיכך עשר זרות שלו שלמות. For that reason, his spherot are complete. They're koma shlema. They are going from the lowest to the upper. דיינו שכל אחד מהם בקומת קטר. All of them going from מלכות to קטר. הסמוך לאין סוף. And where is קטר? Is the closest thing to the endless. והוא העולם הראשון החשוב בכולם. And is the most important world and the more than the other. המבריח מהקצה לקצה, מאין סוף ברוך הוא לעולם הזה. And this is the only עולם. Listen carefully guys. What he say, רב אשתק say, revelation. The light of אדם קדמון is from one end to another. What is the one end to another? It starts from the edge of the end of the end self, in a way, because it's Adam Kadmon, because it's after Tzimtzum. Till where? Till Olam Hazeh, till our universe. So when we talk about Adam Kadmon, it's the only thing that exists, push the light from the beginning till here, till this talk. אבל כן נבחן שהוא עומד בפנימיות כל העולמות. And that's why, where is it in the line? Is it outside or inside?
Inside.
What do you say?
Inside.
Very good. Why it's inside?
Because linear, it goes from inside to outside.
Very good, very good. You remember that, I'm impressed. It's very important to remember that again. And circular outside is more important. Why? Because the outside, it's a very confusing thing. The outside is where the Ein Sof is. But if the light comes in through the straw, the main light is in the middle. Very good. Understood that. I'm very proud of you. Very good. ועל כן נבחן שעומד בפנימיות כל העולמות, כי כבר ידעת שפנימיות ואביות היינו אחם. When you talk about linear, internal and density is the same words. Only when you talk about linear. וכיוון שמשך שבכלים דאדם קדמון, זה ובחינה דלת. And because the curtain within the vessels of אדם קדמון is fourth phase, is more dense than all the other because it's most internal. So we learn a lot from that. We learn that the strongest desire is the strongest masach. Masach is preventing fulfillment. So I have to be able to have strongest desire with condition that I can also have the ability to push it as far as I can for me. So I guess somebody who has a strong desire to achieve, they have this ability to give it away. And I guess that's why when you go to mikveh, why you go to mikveh? I mean, you go for many reasons, but not just mikveh, you go in the ocean or pool and you hold your breath. What happened to your desire to stay alive after 2 minutes? Going up. It's very profound. And then when you go out, you start thinking to share and what kind of thing happened there. So, today, have a gentleman who talked to me about change. People change. I said, people don't change. People don't change. Most people don't gonna change, like most people. It's impossible to change. I said, but you teach me and you tell me. I said, yes, you have to go to trauma. You have to go to something really, really bad. Your life has to be in danger. Somebody dear, something has got to go wrong. And then, it's like going in the mikveh. You can breathe. And then, while you are there, what are you thinking about? I don't wish on anybody of Shalom problem. But within the problem, people split to two. The one who lowered the desire, and the one who increased the desire. When bad thing happened, like the 2008 real estate, if you remember the bubble. So some people become humble and some people become mad. People went to psychiatrists, psychologists, they lost. You guys maybe don't know, but I'm talking about, like, I know a guy, God bless him, Moshe, he's okay now, Florida. He bought about 13,000 units from, or like he borrowed money them. It seemed like it's going well because 2005 promised that it will be okay. So he went for it, not his money, not the bank money. And you have no idea how rich he was. You have no idea, guys. You cannot imagine. I was very close to him. And then, things are not good. Say, how not good they are. Say, very not good. It's Israeli, Moshe. Say, how bad. Say, you cannot even imagine. So he stay with the farmland to live on. You have no idea, like, the suffering. And he had to go for 5.5 years. He's back on his feet, but he learned a big lesson. Trauma like this in business start making you like, what I want and how much I can reflect, both in the same time. What I want and what I want. So you cannot be, like I said before, remember, selfish, selfish, selfish. It seemed like if you go after somebody you love, men, women, or money, or something like this, it's increased desire. That's the first step. After your desire been fulfilled, what am I doing with that? How do I increase the desire again? People get married. It's very nice. Beginning, this, that, fighting, argument, that. You know, there's a comedy stand up on that. That couples, the first 5 years, or the first year, fighting about so big thing and important. And after 5 years, they fighting about stupid. And after 2 years, they quiet. Silent. Nothing going on. What happened? Big thing, small thing, gone. Quiet. Just quiet. There's no fight. That's a very bad sign. You know? If there's no fighting between couples, then nobody care. You know? Or there's cheating involved. So the idea is, and what's cheating mean? Cheating means small desire. You don't want to take this relationship to the next level. You don't want to take it. You can desire more from that what you have. So you quit. You quit because if you fresh start, it feel like desire, but they actually don't have any desire. It's small. But if you invest in the same, it's the hardest thing to do because it includes reflection of the basar and it includes desires. It's the most complicated thing to do. Most complicated. It's like I'm asking you for 70 million, and I'm thinking at the same time, what I'm going to do with that. You can't think sharing and receiving at the same time. Can't. You know? Can't. You can't. If you think what to do with the money before you're receiving it, that business deal will not be manifest. Because you just lost your craving for that. You have to crave. You have to desire. You have to be desperate for what you're asking. You ever see a baby when they ask? That's how you need to be. It cannot get no for an answer. It was a lady that married a guy that she doesn't like. You ever heard about a story like that? A girl marry a guy that she doesn't like. How can that be? Usually it happened to men. But women who marry a guy they don't like, not the shidduch, not matchmaker. Because he was pursuing her every day, Every day. Non-stop. 24/7. Yeah, besides it's good looking, blah, 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 blah. Non-stop. After 9 months, he won. He won the guy that he was thinking to be with. So, he didn't care what people think of him. He didn't care about nothing. He just pursued. How do you pursue your dream? Like Adam Kadmon or like Prina Aleph? How do you pursue your dream? How do you look like? Somebody look at you. How do you pursue your dream? That's the aggressiveness about the desire. If your desire is not strong, most probably your part, what?
We have two questions.
Well, since when we have questions in Talmud, nobody ever asked me any question.
One second.
So if you don't have the desire of the Adam Kadmon, you will end up fulfilling a desire of somebody else. You either part of the desire of somebody else, or you either have your own desire and you join them to you. What is that relationship? It's the most hard things to get. Is a good relationship is when both people have desire and have reflection at the same time. So it's almost like playing a symphony. You understand? Symphony. There is a symphony. You know? And it's not just making love symphony. It's not just sex. It's not just the kiss or the walking on the beach and the sunshine. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. I'm talking about it's always symphony. There's give and take all the time. Yes, let's see. I don't have my glasses, so I can see what you ask.
Why does everyone have a different amount of desire?
There's never a different amount of desire. If you approach your 100% of your desire, it feels the same like somebody who has a bigger or smaller. It's the same. It's how much is the 100% of 10 cc? 100% of 10 cc is the same 100% of 100 cc. Do you understand what I'm saying? CC is American. You use CC in America? Yeah, CC.
And how?
I hope it's clear to them. See if they're clear.
And how can you have more desire?
More desire. You have to. Well, what, become a class of something else. You have to pursue the desire with no shame, with no nothing. Nothing can stop you. You got to go after it. Like the guy I just mentioned, who pursued this girl. She doesn't want him. She doesn't want him. How did she become wanting him? Marry and kids and family. It doesn't make sense. It was a big deal, but it was a big story. And the famous. And he's not going to stop. He's not going to stop. He's not going to stop. Like today, I think they will call it, what do you call that thing? That stalker? Stalker, it's called, right? Somebody come to your work with flour. You will be afraid. It's a little weird. A little weird. But he won. So how do you increase your desire? Now, you have to want. You have to want it. And after you fulfill, you have to want it again or want more. So if it's money, you want, let's say, you want to make $100,000. So if you want to make $100,000, your dream has to be 200 after that. You make 200, then your dream has to be 300. It's never end. You always have to want more. So the 300 is covered already for the 100. What?
Who's upstairs?
Who?
The sound.
Everything was good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's how you increase the desire. You always have to want more, even fake it till you make it. Between you want a little bit, and then when you want a little bit, next thing. Okay? So, there is, you know, when I know it's from a guy's point of view, so guys want to hit on the girls. So sometimes you see it in the movie that the guys is wanting these girls, but the other guy say it's not in your level. There is talk like this, I think that's how we'd say. Not in your level. What do you say? Beyond?
Out of your league.
Out of your league. Thank you, Michelle. Out of your league. So, would you go out of your league? Would you go out of your league? It's a very tough thing. Would you go out of your league? You ask men, they will say no. They know their league. And if you ask them no, why? They say, what happened if I get the no? The men will panic from the word no more than they approach a business. There will be a nightmare for 6 months, depression. Because of that no thing. So It's a crazy thing. But what does it represent? Why does the woman want them to do that? To approach again? Like this woman, why does she want them to approach? Enough, get out of there. She likes it a little bit. Because she's being the Prinadar, being the Malchut, want to see if that person has enough light to give. That's from the point of a man and woman point of view. Does he have enough light to give? Because if he stop after 2 times and say no, he doesn't have enough light to give. He's weak. He's not strong. Not strong. Of course, there is other style. There's men who ignore purposely, so the girls will like them. That's also some Adam Kadmon. There's another approach. There's thousand approach. But I'm not talking about now love life or money or this. I'm talking about like to make you understand, as strong as the masach, so in the density of the masach is that how far it push back. So you can want as much as you can push back. If you cannot push back $1 million, you cannot have $1 million. The biggest check you can write is the amount of money you can have. The biggest love you can have is the amount of love you can give. You cannot give love for the sake of receiving love. Can't do that. That's manipulate the creator. But you can be tested. Can you give? Can you give? Yesterday I was in a meeting with a few guys who start talking about this generation, the older people. That they say in their generation it was more friendly. It was less TV show, less Netflix, less. It was paper, and people thought it was socially, and it's very hard to find it today. They don't find it. And people want more to be alone. And why? It was a psychologist, it was me. So why? And they say, I said, most people want to be alone. Even the one who doesn't want to be alone, people enjoy and found the lonely to be one of the best things exist. Loneliness is amazing. But they want to be alone, but they don't want to be lonely. That's the right words in English, right? They want to be alone, but they don't want to be lonely. So they want to go out, amen, and they feel comfortable and it's great, but then they want to be alone. What if you take that party you just have been in to your bedroom? Man, I'm not sure I want. I need my space. There's a word for it right now. I need my space. Kids tell you this. I need my space. What does the kids know about space? Space. My father never gave me space. What space? Space. There was no space exist. Space. No space. But we are now in a time that people discover, even the adult, space is a nice thing. Space. You want to watch your TV show? Space. You want to go to that? Space. Now in the club they build those little booths. That's your space too, with the big vodka bottle and I don't know what you call it, the little table. Space. Even within the a lot of people, you have your space. And I don't know if it's American culture. I don't know, to be honest, because I see it's different in Israel. When I saw it in Israel, it's different. It's people. It took me time to understand that people are in your face. There's no space. It's like, like, when do you take a break? Is it ever taking a break? No, we're not taking a break. How do you do it? Yeah, we used to do it. So, man, America changed me. Something happened. So, I'm not saying that's better, that's worse. I'm just saying that what I answered this group, our desire in general is no longer to be together. Our desire is to use society for my fun part of being together and then go being alone. People who are married want to take their husband and wife into a situation, they're fun, and then can I take my husband back home to my space? Do you understand? We are living in a society of loneliness, all alone. And dog, respect your space very much. Dog is space, your space, you know? Or it comes to you, but you control that. It's controlling. You can control it. But human, you can control because human come from Bechina Dalet. Human come from the fourth phase. Can control fourth phase people. So when you come closer, I don't know, you go club, you go to restaurant, you eventually need a break. Why do you need a break? If all your goal is not to be alone, then you should never have a break from that. Why do you need a break? I need to recharge my mind, people say, or have my space or whatever the name. But don't you say you don't want to be alone? You do want to be alone. That's the answer I gave yesterday. The actual answer for everybody want to be alone. Alone, as they say, with the drink, with the splash of some people on the side. Splash, meaning a little bit some people. Noise, think, dogs, cat, human, somebody walking around. People enjoy being alone. Sad? It's true. Men call it the man cave. You have a name for it. Man cave. What is happening in the man cave? Nothing happened in the man cave. That's what happened in the man cave. Nothing. How can I basically do nothing, think about nothing, not know what's going on for 3 hours so can my brain go back to normal? But why? We need our space. Why? Because there is something called arba amot. Four ama. Every time you mix with people, part of their energy becomes yours and your energy becomes theirs. You can't help it. It's life. Let's say if you're standing with a crowd in the airport, you mix energy. New York, for example, in New York, they're professional. If you go in a subway, you look at the New Yorker, what they do, they can stare at something. You, one face here, one face here, one face here, and they stare at something on the wall and holding that, whatever you call it, the pillar here, in the subway, and nothing happening. I remember when I came to Israel, I didn't understand subway. It was like a nightmare for me. And one time, true story, a woman started leaning on me. So, and I don't know what to do. And you know what happened? I was so embarrassed, but I have to tell you the story. I moved, and she fell, she fell asleep. Everybody yelled at me and screamed at me. I get off the train, but I was young, I didn't know what to say. Blood, problem, I ran away. I was 24. Started running away, hardly know the language. I was so nervous. But there's not a lot of space in a subway. You ever went to subway? And it's a different type of people. Different type of people. You want to go in your taxi, right? So as you have more luxury and money and this, you have more space. And your heart getting closer. Because more space. As you are more with people that you have to be with people, you open your heart. You know? Somebody told me I'm afraid to go to prison because I have to share the cell with somebody else. So that's the reason you're afraid of going to prison? What about prison in general? No, I don't want to be with too many people in the room. Is one question? Yep. Any question here? Okay, I think we did well. We didn't cover a lot, but we gave some good examples.